geek. Note to self, husband is a geek.
Note to self, wife's pissing me off. Note to self out.
Get this onto fire. Ooh, ooh.
If he you, he ain't got any of that damn money. If he ain't got no woman, he just...
It is November 9th, 2005. This is Audio On Demand, and I'm headed on my way back to Papillion this afternoon. It's about 10 after 4 on a somewhat cooler Wednesday. Just kind of wanted to update you a little bit about the weekend and that. Looks like, let's see, what did I do Friday? I don't remember. Did something Friday. Saturday, went to the ball game. And, looks like my brother's team will be, put into the playoffs. And, that's good. They got a bye week this week. So there won't be a ball game Saturday, but there will be one next Saturday. That's good. Let's see what else is going on. Sunday, had a little band practice. Did a three-piece band, which was great. Basically, bass, guitar, and vocals, and drums. Had a good time doing that. And, let's see, Monday night, went to church, did a church thing, so we didn't make it on Sunday. My dad spent, the night, Saturday night, and part of Sunday, and, his, lady friend brought her dog, Toto, which is, whatever kind of terrier Toto was in The Wizard of Oz, so we had a dog roaming around our house that looked just like Toto off The Wizard of Oz. He's a young pup. I think he's either right at a year or a little bit under a year, so still had a lot of puppy in him, and he was definitely a character, and he kind of was my buddy for some reason. He liked to stay with me a little bit, and so I got to spend some time with him, and the other dog, our dog, did not really care for him too much. He was actually about the same size as a Cocker Spaniel, maybe a little bit shorter. He didn't weigh quite as much, but looking at him, they're almost the same size. So Toto spent the night with us, and that was fun. See, last night, I got this bright idea to do some... do an open mic night with the group, and I got a hold of everybody, and of course had a few communications hiccups. Whenever you try and get 4 or 5 people together in a short amount of time, it's always kind of difficult to make all the communications contacts. So I really messed up with one of them. Kind of had some funny stories about that. Waited around for a good hour at this place before we actually got started, and one guy called me and said he couldn't get his car started. So since my wife has the same type of car that he does, he called me. Evidently he had the wheels cocked when he stopped it, and what you got to do is kind of move the steering wheel just a little bit when you try and turn the key, and after about 10 minutes, I finally got him to do that. I guess he must have been trying to turn the steering wheel without the key in the ignition. But anyway, he got that to work and showed up a little bit later. Basically, it was the same group that practiced Sunday. It was the same group that played last night. We had a pretty good time. The bass player, he went out to his car to get his bass and realized he didn't bring it, which I thought was kind of funny. It's kind of an airhead thing, but he got to use somebody else's bass, which was fine. I just about dropped my guitar, which reminds me I should go up to somewhere and get some of those Schaller or whatever they're called, locks for it. Just prevent me from dropping it again. I would have that guitar strap completely locked to the guitar. I think we did 4 or 5 songs. Got to do my featured vocal song, which was always fun. And let's see what else. Got home about 11 o'clock, and there's a little bit older neighborhood, a little bit different economical status of that neighborhood. I wouldn't say they're poor by any means, but not, you know, low, probably working class, blue collar type of folks there, which I don't know where the hell they work, because there's not a whole lot of blue-collar jobs left in the Omaha area. But anyway, I pulled 2 or 3 blocks into that neighborhood. I kind of cut across there to get into my neighborhood, which is a lot better. And part of the way, about that 2-block mark, there was a car backing up down the street, so I just stopped at the intersection and waited till he figured out what the hell he was going to do. So he kind of got out of my way. There were some people standing around, which was kind of odd, at 11 o'clock at night on a school night. And I pulled down the next block, and there's a police car blocking the street off, and he sternly pointed me to take a left, so I did so. He was talking to a woman at the time. And the woman was talking to him. He was basically trying to direct traffic. So I went around and peeked down some of the side streets back towards that location. And it looks like they had the neighborhood pretty much sealed off. So I got home and I told my wife, hey, there's something going on in the neighborhood. Do you want to go check it out? And yeah, she wanted to go check it out. So 11:30 at night, we got the kid out, got some shoes on him. We kind of drove around the neighborhood a little bit and basically just saw the police cars sitting there blocking things off. This morning when I woke up on the news, there was evidently some sort of a standoff going on with an individual. Basically, all they said was that a woman had a man enter her house with a weapon, and a standoff pursued. So I don't know if there was like a hostage situation or what, but not a good thing. On that street there, there's been at least in the last year or so, there's at least been 2 other times that I've noticed police activity on that street. One is kind of a dumpy house that has all the windows boarded up, and then the other house was, I would assume this guy does some sort of glass work or automotive work. He had a couple glass vans or glass repair vans in his driveway. And he had the police in his house at one time, and actually recently, probably within the last 6 or 8 months, that house has actually sat empty. Somebody's been doing the mowing there, and I guess leaving the trash out on the days that it needs to be let out. Probably not a whole lot of trash going on there. So that's that. Let's see, what do we have here? permanent South Carolina. You know, there are a lot of onions going east. From time to time, I come across these trucks hauling onions, and this particular truck is tarped up, and it's full of onions, a flatbed. It's onions on the front end, too. Not sure what kind they are or what the deal is, but another semi-load of onions. I don't know. Interesting, I guess, to say the least. Let's see, what else has been going on? That's about it. Some technical notes. I have kind of changed my feed a little bit, and hopefully nobody will notice the difference in the feed. You may start getting files that are named a little bit differently than the convention that I typically use. That's because I signed up with Fruitcast, which I believe is a fairly new website that is doing advertisements onto the beginning and end of a podcast. And if you pick up so many downloads off of their feed, they will pay you a certain amount of money, I think 10 cents or whatever, per advertisement. So I checked my own feed, and there was one file that had the advertisement added to the end of it. So if you get an ad at the end of this one, you know what's going on. It should just blend in seamlessly between the podcasts if you use an iPod or Moovo to listen to your different files or whatever kind of portable media device you use. It looks like somebody actually figured out how to do that. Add advertisements to your podcast. And you can actually put your own promos or ads on that site. And you can put a daily limit of how many ads you would like to sell per day or whatever it is. And they'll put your ad on the end of other casts too. So on the particular cast that was advertised on one of my files was I think it's a U-Turn Cafe. It's actually a pretty good cast. I've listened to it in the past, and it's mostly acoustic rock, acoustic, not really folk, but acoustic not highly produced types of music, so pretty good cast there if you're into music. As far as some of the things I've been listening to, I've been doing some listening to MAACP, and poor Michael Anthony. I'm not sure what his whole meaning in life is, but he's a little bit all over the road, I guess. Not necessarily all over the road. He may not even be on the road. I'm not sure what his road is. Seems like he continuously has money problems, relationship problems, and just plain personal problems in his life. And It's somewhat entertaining to listen to their show, him and Chris Paulus. It's some point in time you're like, man, you guys have anything else better to talk about other than sex and how crappy you guys feel about yourselves, or particularly Michael Anthony. Paulus usually has a pretty good positive attitude, but Michael Anthony, I'm not sure what his deal is. Let's see what else. Trucker Tom, checked him out again, and he's at least been two particular podcasts that he's been talking about abortion, and I don't know if it's because somebody tried to get him to be a little bit more controversial. I believe it's a radio show. They called in and asked if he's controversial or it was a particular email or audio comment that came in. And anyway, it was interesting to see him try and get somewhat controversial. Another thing that I found today on my client or on my podcast was a new format for Father Roderick. I can't remember what it's called, Breakfast with Father Roderick or something like that. And it's pretty much a music cast. And everybody rants and raves about the production of his cast. And he's a priest in, I believe, Holland. He's a Dutch fellow. And just saying, man, if I was a priest and I had that much spare time on my hands to do those sorts of things, I would probably be able to do that too. Not that it would take me being a priest to do that. It's just that I don't have that kind of spare time. And I'm kind of wondering if his vocation there has something to do with it. Let's see, what else have I been listening to? Oh, another thing, yeah, I wanted to comment on was, looks like some of the mainstream media, mainstream record companies have kind of stepped up to the plate and are, I don't know if I want to say attempting litigation, but at least doing some cease and desist letters. I mentioned a few days ago that Adam Curry is no longer going to be broadcasting any sort of hint of licensed music, and he had actually flown over to the Netherlands on Friday to meet with people about the particular issue. Another cast that I noticed that he somewhat censored himself was The Distorted View with, what's his name? Hansen. And he kind of coins a certain part of his cast, News of the Weird. And there's a fellow named Mr. Shepherd that syndicates a News of the Weird column. And he kind of cussed himself out for using News of the Weird and said, you know, he shouldn't be using that anymore because he didn't want to get sued. So, it's kind of interesting. Looks like some folks are getting a bit concerned about the podcast component impacting their media. I don't know really what to think of that, I guess. I imagine they will go after the big fish at first, and hopefully they'll never get down to the smaller fish, much like me. A few days ago, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, I went ahead and kind of did some statistics on the podcast files that I have on my server, and just went out there to see how many times they'd been hit. Now, I should actually go back through and double-check my data, but it looks like my maximum number of hits on a particular file is like 231, and I think I have two files that are in that category. They are in September, and I should actually go back and listen to those and see what I've got on those. I did have some things fall out. The 1st of October, I went ahead and changed the web page address. I moved the blog part of the podcast or audio magazine to a different server because I was having some problems with Blogger and the Cox account that I've got it hosted on. And I think I got that straightened out now. And hopefully won't be having any problems with that anymore. Let's see, what else? So, I don't know, I haven't really seen any increase in numbers. I haven't really been out there promoting it at all. So, just kind of steady as we go. It's kind of exciting to see that I possibly had 231 downloads on particular files. Some other ones were different. One of the things I did is I put a link to every file on there in that entry, and what it did is I don't know exactly which one it picked. It picked a file and actually syndicated that particular podcast again on Doppler radio or whatever. It actually picked up one of the files that I listed because there was a link to an MP3 file, so very interesting. Let's see what else. I've been trying to get a hold of a particular individual at a venue here in town. Every time I call, either they're not there or they're busy. And anyway, maybe I'll have to call her in the morning sometime, see what's going on. She was cooking today, so. Anyway, I've crossed the Platte River Bridge here and headed towards Gretna. Been talking here for a while. I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Hope you have a good day, and see you later. Tell you what, the little jam session last night was something I really needed. It really helped me kind of break a sweat, I guess, and kind of clear my head of some things. So, anyway, hope to see you later, and have a good day.